There could be an easing of political tensions in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she is formally withdrawing an extradition to China bill. That proposal sparked months of sometimes violent protests and aggressive police action in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. The hope is that the Lam announcement will defuse tensions between her government and pro-democracy activists. Global markets have responded positively. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Emmer McCarthy.
Carrie Lam said on Wednesday the government will, quote, officially withdraw the bill and eradicate the worries of the people, adding the security chief will propose a motion to withdraw the bill.
What happened in the last 2 months has shocked and saddened the Hong Kong people and made everyone worried and upset about Hong Kong. Everyone is very worried and hopes to resolve the current situation.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Reuters previously revealed that Lam had told business leaders last week that she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing it.
That was Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. Activist leaders in Hong Kong were quick to say Lam's action today was insufficient and that they would keep demonstrating until other demands were met, including a probe into charges of Hong Kong police brutality. Retail giant Walmart says it will stop selling ammunition for handguns and for some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States. This in response to the summer's mass shootings, two of them in Walmart stores. It is also asking customers not to openly carry guns into its stores located in states where open carry is legal. Walmart is the largest arms seller in the country and has been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament squares off once again today with Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson, intent on forcing him to petition the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. Brexit now is set for the end of October. Here is AP correspondent Karen Shamus in London.
The House of Commons is confronting Johnson over his insistence that the UK leave the EU on October the 31st, even without a withdrawal agreement. Johnson argues that further delaying Britain's exit from the EU will have a harmful effect on the UK economy.
He wants to spend £1 billion a month net to keep us in the EU beyond October the 31st.
If lawmakers decide to block the option of a no-deal Brexit, then Johnson has said he will seek a general election. In order to call a snap general election, Johnson will need a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
A U.S. government watchdog agency says that migrant children who were separated from their parents at the country's southern border last year have suffered serious mental health problems. The report was put together by the Inspector General's Office in the Department of Health and Human Services. Ann Maxwell is the department's Assistant Inspector General.
Many children enter the facilities after fleeing violence and experiencing direct threats to their safety during their journey to the United States. Some children also experience the additional trauma of being unexpectedly separated from their parents as a result of U.S. immigration policy.
U.S. President Donald Trump has come up with a few billion dollars more for his long-promised southern border wall. The money will come from the military. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our report.
Defense Chief Mark Esper has approved deferring 127 projects, freeing up $3.6 billion to fund the border wall. The Pentagon's not immediately saying which projects will be affected, only that they're both in the U.S. and overseas and will not affect housing or critical infrastructure. While officials say the projects are not being canceled, there's no guarantee Congress will refund them. Lawmakers refused earlier this year to approve nearly $6 billion for the wall and will now have to decide if they'll replace any of the military construction money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Prince Harry has joined a travel sustainability initiative in partnership with key travel providers including Booking.com and TripAdvisor.
Travelist is a first-of-its-kind coalition, a united front of businesses dedicated to making travel an engine for sustainability. The founding partners who are represented here today include some of the leaders and heavy hitters of the global travel industry.
More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.